Proclamation number 5871 of 7th of February, 1954. Transformational work. Ability to think. Belief and continuation of life. I have created you not only for this world but for eternity. Your life on earth as a human being is only the smallest phase in your existence. It is one of the infinitely many stages you have to go through before you can live an eternal life as blissful spiritual beings. You can no longer perish, even if you are still so inadequately formed by your own will. But your aim is perfection. And in order to achieve it, you have to pass through the countless stages of your development. One of which is earthly life as a human being. If you humans believe that your existence only lasts from your birth until the death of your body, your belief is a sign of even worse deficiency, for then you lack all knowledge which, however, brings with it increasing maturity. As a human being you are capable of thinking and thus you can attain realization, yet this presupposes a right way of life which you determine yourselves through your free will. Hence, as a human being you have the opportunity to change your still imperfect state at birth into a state of perfection. You have the opportunity and also the ability to do so because I have endowed you with gifts and also provide you with graces so that you will reach your aim. If you now make use of the possibilities, even if you are unaware of the success, then the belief will soon come alive in you that the time on earth is only a transition. Thus you no longer believe that your life will end with the death of your body, and this belief is already proof of the progress of your soul, which is your actual self and to which the description, immortal therefore applies. This self cannot pass away but it can be in constant transformation, and this work of transformation is your task during your earthly life if a stage of development is not to pass by unused. At the beginning of earthly life this self of yours is still a dead being. Without realization and without life, because it first has to be awakened to the right life by a flow of strength emanating from me and because this flow of strength can only touch it when it wants it itself. Therefore the intellect, the thinking faculty, was given to people. And the body's vital functions could now be driven by the human being's intellect to let the will become active in one direction. Life approaches the human being such that he is urged from within to be active in love, even if his intellect is not yet strongly developed. And, depending on his will to give in to this inner urge, it enlivens the still ossified soul. Which can now also give the will the right direction because it is already illuminated by the smallest deed of love by that strength which gives it life. Thus love awakens the soul's life, love gives the will the right direction, and love also gives the human being the power of realization which becomes all the more evident the more consciously the human being lives a life of love which pushes him more and more towards me and also guarantees him right thinking and willing. This is why a person who lives a life of love will also never deny a continuation of life after death, because his thinking cannot go astray. Because my strength of love flows into him with every work of love he performs. Every work of love connects the human being with me and gives him brightness of spirit. The soul is no longer dead, it lives and knows that it cannot perish eternally. And it also conveys this certainty to the human being's intellect. Which now cannot help but represent the belief in a continuation of life with all eloquence, but which also believes with conviction because life is in it, and which has also reached a degree of maturity at its demise on Earth which assures it a life in eternity, which signifies a state of tireless activity for the soul, which makes it inconceivably blissful and consists of constant activity of love. Amen.